Emma with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a retrospective review into the March council election has found that many Queensland locals were unable to vote after a shortage in ballot papers on the day. The review highlighted that Queensland's electoral bodies miscalculated the number of people who would be voting on the day, with 91% of voting locations experiencing more voters than ballot papers, and 150,000 extra voters were left out in Brisbane City alone. The review conducted by Now See Group provided 8 recommendations to improve voting logistics for next time. Queensland will join the rest of Australia in decriminalising public drunkenness, acknowledging it has a health issue rather than a criminal one. The new policy, which will pass on the 2nd of September, is a result of a recommendation from the Royal Commission into Aboriginal deaths in custody. The inquiry by the Royal Commission argues that diverting people from the criminal justice system onto a path of rehabilitation will help benefit society and aid in closing the gap.
In national news, Australians are throwing away 7.6 million tonnes of food every year, worth $36.6 billion, or $2,500 per family. And Food Waste Australia CEO Dr. Stephen Lappage said those figures equate to 29 million meals going to waste every day. He also stated, "That's enough to provide lunch daily to every Australian, when we are seeing 3.7 million households are struggling to put food on the table." Telecommunications companies across Australia have been put on notice for failing to assist customers in paying their phone and internet bills amidst the rising cost of living. Under the new financial hardships standard, telcos are required to identify and assist customers to keep them connected to services. In an audit of 48 companies, the ACCC found 10 that were not compliant with the rules.
In international news, the head of the US Secret Service has resigned this morning. The news comes after backlash for the handling of the assassination attempt on Donald Trump during his campaign rally in Pennsylvania nearly 2 weeks ago. The Secret Service, which is responsible for the protection of current and former US presidents, now faces crisis as they failed to stop the 20-year-old assailant from being on a nearby rooftop despite local police stating they had noticed him hours prior. Kimberly Cheadle, the former head of the Secret Service, said she takes full responsibility for the incident. In weather, Brisbane is still experiencing a chill. It's currently 12 degrees with an expected maximum of 22 today. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4.7, which is also in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders, past, present and emerging, of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded.